Welcome to a podcast of The Power of Writing, presented by Brittany Rosen. This podcast was recorded at the 2013 TA Conference in Reno, Nevada.
Thank you so much for being here at The Power of Writing. Yes, good, I said it correctly. The Power of Writing. And I'm actually was supposed to present this presentation with Patricia Goodson, and she's actually the one that came up with this writing model that I'm about to talk about, but unfortunately she couldn't be here. But this is a model, the POWER writing model, as we like to call it, and POWER stands for the promotion of promoting outstanding writing for excellence in research. And basically this is a writing model to help alleviate stress during writing, and to actually really help you be productive, and actually also to help with the quality of your writing. And so it's a set of principles and practices for promoting writing productivity and quality writing. And for this presentation, I want to discuss the theory behind POWER. I want to discuss the research behind POWER, and then after this presentation, you will be able to utilize the POWER principles to increase your writing productivity. The theory behind POWER is really comes from Peter Elbow's writing process. And what Peter Elbow talks about in Writing with POWER, it's actually a book, so I couldn't use that title, Writing with POWER, because Peter Elbow already used it. But Peter Elbow talks about having control over the writing process, knowing yourself as a writer and having control over yourself and over your writing process and not feeling like you're stuck and helpless. And in order to have control over the writing process, really there's a need for bad writing. And what I mean by that is, does anybody in here do photography, know about photography? Yes. Okay, good. So for photographers, you know that you have to take 100 pictures to get one good picture, correct? Yeah, you have to take lots of pictures. So you'll see those pictures in National Geographic. I'm like, oh, it's so pretty. Like, all these people take really pretty pictures. Well, they took 100 to 200 pictures just to get that one shot. Well, the same with writing. You have to write 100 to 200 words just to get one good idea. And so there's this need to write badly first, and then to actually share that bad writing in early drafts, and then also in the later drafts. And as you become comfortable with this, the writing process actually becomes more enjoyable. And so once you become comfortable with writing and putting out initially messy drafts, you look forward to actually sharing those messy drafts with your readers and then getting that feedback. And then you actually are excited to take that feedback and incorporate that into your writing to make your writing even better. And that's really when the writing process starts to become enjoyable. A little bit of the research behind the POWER writing model comes from psychology and neuroscience. So psychology, there's been a lot of research looking at what creates elite performers. Is it genes, genetics, or is it practice, a behavior? And a lot of psychologists have found that it's actually practice. It's deliberate practice. And with this deliberate practice, it creates these elite performers. And the difference between non-elite performers and elite performers is this actual practice. So let's say two people want to learn golf, and you have your non-elite performer and you have your elite performer. And what happens is this non-elite performer practices golf until they get to a satisfactory level. This elite performer gets to the satisfactory level but continues working on their skills and abilities. And then you have people like Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson who are the elite performers, and that's because they've continued to work on their skills and practice, or skills and keep in the deliberate practice. Additionally, neuroscience has also looked at what causes elite performers, and similar to psychology, it's deliberate practice, or what they call deep practice. But if you have heard of The Talent Code by Daniel Coyle, I believe that's how you pronounce his last name. He actually says, or found, that it's not necessarily the practice itself that causes elite performers, but it's what happens in the brain that causes the elite performers. So what happens in the brain is
You must be a TA member to listen to the full podcast. If you are already a TA member, please log in.